sort of searching my memory to work out whether these two guys ever sort of traded blows on the footy field, that being punches.
Not sure.
But I'll tell you what, they'll be trading blows on Friday week at the Horden Pavilion on the Paul Gallen Fight Night card. Todd Carney is going to be taking on Chrissy Sando. I reckon there'll be 1,000 punches thrown. I wonder who's going to be better at it. Let's find out from Todd Carney himself. G'day, Todd.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Why the hell are you doing this, buddy?
Well, I can solve that too, but I guess when Chrissy brought me out to do it, it's a charity event.
Right.
I thought it'd be a good thing to do. It's been a good focus. So, yeah, it's exciting. But, yeah, on the same note, it's something I've never done before, but yeah, I'm up for the challenge.
Yeah, you've got the height advantage, I'd say, Todd.
A little bit taller than Chrissy, but I think from speaking to people, I think he's done a little bit of boxing before, so
yeah,
I'm sort of going in the unknown, and I guess he is too. So until Friday night, well, next Friday, we won't really know.
Todd, chatting to Paul Gallen yesterday, he said the word is that you've been doing quite a bit of work, and you mentioned that word focus before. How much work have you been doing in the build-up to this fight?
I've known about 2.5 weeks now that I was going to do the fight. I've been doing probably 2 sessions a day, one on my own, then one with Mark Gambin at the gym at Rocktail at PCY.
Okay.
And just a few mates and a few of Mark's novice boxers have been helping me. Wade Graham and James Tegar have been helping me spar and stuff. So that's sort of the main thing, just knowing your way around the ring. But like anything, when it's new, it takes a bit of time. And also, like, little things that hiccups, like obviously talking to clubs about contracts. So, head away from it a little bit too.
Yeah, I imagine, mate, you've all got your boxing training in the rugby league team, so you all sort of feel like you can throw a punch. It's different, though, when it's coming back at you.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah, it's easy to punch the pads, but, yeah, when there's punches coming back left and right, it's a bit different, but that's what all the work's been for. And for me, I have to drop a little bit more weight and wear Chrissy's at that weight already, so
right. That's
another thing that I've never had to do playing rugby too, so that's another challenge that I've had too.
We're chatting with Todd Carney, who's taking on Chris Sando Friday week at the Horden Pavilion in the charity fight night. Todd, you've left the French club, Catalans. It sounds sort of glamorous, but obviously it wasn't to your taste, and you're back here looking for a club. Can you give us an update?
I was a mutual thing from the club. I wanted to come home, sort my Cronulla stuff out, and we had an understanding that if I was to try and register a contract in the NRL, I had to have that stuff sorted and be able to register a contract for the club. So we sorted that out. It's still going with Cronulla, so until that process is sort of finished,
right.
I'm probably not going to know where I'm going to be in the near future to that sort of done. I'd love to be in the NRL, but if it means I go back to England, I'm still in contact with a couple of clubs in England. So for me, I've just been focused on this. And then after the fight, I'll return back home to mum to spend some time with my mum and sisters over Christmas. And then I'll make a decision, and then I'll see what I have to do to hopefully be back playing and here in Australia over in England.
Yeah, Todd, I know you're hopeful of playing back in the NRL, mate. Do you think it's realistic that you'll get a contract?
Well, it's like anything, I guess. As you said, everyone's hopeful, and I've had a lot of support, but I guess it's up to the bosses and the people that run the game, but until the Shark stuff starts, which hopefully will be resolved soon, so we can both move on. I'm sure they want to move on, and I know I do. Until that's sort of finished, I'm sort of in the unknown, but as I said, this has been a good focus for me. at something different. It's something that I've got to put time to. So it's sort of taking that the pressure away from the other side.
And Todd, news overnight, Semi Radradra has decided, it looks like he's fleeing Parramatta. He's heading over there to play French rugby for Toulon again. It sounds glamorous. How do you think Semi Radradra would find Toulon in playing, you know, away from home with no family support in a foreign country?
Yeah, it is tough. The language is very difficult. I'm not sure if Semi's played rugby before, but he's going to a pretty glamorous club and a successful club. So, yeah, I guess he'll find it difficult at first, but I guess he's made that decision for himself, and he must be confident in his ability and himself to take it on. Like everyone, it's a challenge, and I wish him well. But, yeah, it'll be definitely different.
Yeah, oh, good on you, mate. The news is going to beat us here. You're in a pretty good space, though.
Yeah, I'm really good. I'm in a good position, in a good headspace, and just take taking each day as it comes. And as I said, I'll be spotted at Christmas time, but for me, I'm happy. And just being myself.
Yeah, good on you, Todd. Thanks for your time,
mate.
No worries
at all.